easy access and navigation? Remember, you shouldn't wait until the album is done to start this stage. Artists who take care of this before the album help their releases happen faster and stronger than those who rush through the marketing after the album is done. Do you have a plan for social networking sites with branding and continuity across all platforms? Is your CD and download card being designed with your branding in mind? Do you have a content plan to continually build consistent, well-branded, and uniform marketing pieces to go up online and out to press and media on a regular basis? Number two is production. Make sure you have all the items in place and a plan to handle the smallest online post to the most expensive advertising campaign. A sturdy, multi-tiered approach is essential. This includes the flyers you're going to be putting up, the contacts you're going to reach out to, the ads you're going to buy, the hands you're going to shake, and a prepared database of addresses and emails you're going to maintain. You should have a plan for reaching out to people that avoid spamming or bothering people. They'll just throw your mailings away or delete your emails, two things you want to avoid. Plan to do the most effective things on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis. 3. Execution and launch and release. If you build it right, the fans and sales will come. Just as you write songs or work on a tune until it sounds the way you want it to, you should hone your marketing.